T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When is the last time you felt alive? The last time you stepped out of the shadows and let the world see your light shine? This is a place for you to find yourself. A place to discover your passion. The gift you want to give to the world. If you want to dance, we hope you dance. Whatever and whoever you want to be is exactly who you should be. Welcome to Live, Love, Dance. Here's Deanna Lee.
Thank you so much. I'm Deanna Lee, and you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Deanna Lee Dance. You can also find me by searching The Boot Boogie Babes. Today, I have someone in studio with me, and I'm really excited to introduce you to Jessica Bartlett. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me.
I love having you here. First of all, you look beautiful today.
Thanks.
Don't you have pink boots on? You got pink color.
Red.
Oh, red.
Red.
I love it.
To match my lips.
Yes, it does. Well, we're excited to have you on Live, Love, Dance. We met each other through dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And just to share with people your relation to me and Deanna Lee Dance, is you are a team leader for the Boot Chicks, and you're also our social media coordinator, and you're getting a promotion.
Oh, yes, I am. That's right. I'm so excited about that. I keep forgetting about it until I actually physically start doing it.
Right. So do you want to share what that is in 2020?
I will be the dance assistant to the lovely Leslie for the Boot Chicks next year.
Yeah, it's exciting. And you do such a great job in that team leader role. And you told me one time, you said, you know, I really like this position because I went to school to be a boss.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you mean by that?
You know, I don't know. I just, you're a Virgo. It's like a Virgo thing. I think other Virgos can relate to that. It's just, you know, I've always been a leader, not a follower. I just knew when I was a little girl that I wanted to be in a leadership or a boss role. You know, I mean, I'd rather be called a leader than a boss.
Yes.
That's a more inspirational title.
That's true.
And so I just knew I did. And so my college degree was in business management. And I started in management pretty much right away in an auto parts store. And, you know, now here I am, general manager of a very large company.
Yeah. Can we talk about what type of company it is?
Oh, absolutely. I've always backtrack just a little bit. I've always been like the only girl in my family, the only daughter, the only cousin, the only granddaughter on both sides of my family. So, I mean, I was always kind of a tomboy, rode horses, bicycles, motorcycles. And my dad owned a construction company and I would help him with that. I would go out and I would do measurements for drain fields and get health permits for him down at the Pierce County office. And so I've just always kind of been in that world. And I've always been fine with it. Like, nobody has to worry about, oh, there's a girl here in this guy's world. I've just always just succeeded in it and done well and not ever had a problem with it. So then I started in the automotive world in the parts department at Al's Auto Supply, if y'all can remember that back in the 90s. And I got into management there. And then I didn't want to work retail anymore. So I went into the parts department at the Mitsubishi dealership in Auburn and then Renton. And then that's how I got into what I do now in the petroleum equipment industry. It was just by luck, like it was meant to be. My old boss, mentor, wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him, Bill. He came to buy a part and I was at the parts department and it was a caliper bolt. And like, I'll never forget this in my life. He had a like cream colored Mitsubishi Galant and he just liked how I sold it, you know, uh-huh. Or, you know, I didn't act dumb or quiet or something, like I didn't know what I was doing.
You're a strong woman. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is like back in 2003, so yeah. I'm in my 20s and,
sure,
you know, just, yeah. So then he asked me about if I wanted to leave working there. And so I'm always like a really loyal type person. It takes me a long time to leave a situation, even if it's not right. good. Uh-huh. So for 2 weeks, he would call me and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this guy, you know, he's like bugging me because I'm some 26-year-old blonde or something, because that just happens. And then,
sure, you have to wonder about that, right?
So, yeah. So I finally met him and went out to dinner and it with him, and it was all great. And it was the best decision that I ever made, because now here I am 16 years later, he and a bunch of other coworkers of mine have been awesome coworkers, mentors, friends, and just, you know, helped me along the way. And I worked hard for it, a lot of late hours, mm-hmm. Sacrificed a few things, and, you know, here I am, and that's how I got there, and I love it.
Yeah, you're a badass woman. Yeah. General manager of a petroleum equipment company.
Yes. The company's Ace Tank and Fueling Equipment. They've been pretty well known in the Pacific Northwest. They used to have a huge manufacturing plant down the road on Elliott. And they've been around for 82 years, and I've been a part of it for 16. And
it's
I love it. Great company. Yeah.
I think it's an interesting juxtaposition, because you talk about this part of your life where you're the boss, you're in control, you're impressing, you're making waves, and you're impressing the people around you in a man's world, and you're getting promoted, you're rising to the top. But at the same time, I know a little bit about your backstory. You mentioned that you've been married before, and in this last marriage of yours, that you might have been the boss at work, but maybe at home it was a little bit different. Can you talk about that?
Yes, my last marriage was very different. It was something that I think a lot of people kind of knew what was going on, and then, but what do you do about it? And
like, what was going on?
Well, you know, like you said, I'm the boss and a leader at work, but that's when I walk through the doors. When I get home, you know, I had to deal with, where were you today? Or, you know, you smell like a guy, or just, stuff like that. Anywhere I traveled, I couldn't travel alone for work, and just that I wasn't in control at home. So it was very different.
It's interesting when I hear stories like this about men, because it makes me go, you know what? You are a very strong, independent woman.
Yes.
And then it sounds like you were with a guy who was very insecure.
Yes.
That's like the most important thing for me, was finding a guy who was secure enough mm-hmm. within himself, because I am, you know, I like to consider myself a bit of a trailblazer, and I get out there and do my own thing, and I don't ask permission for it. And I have to have a man in my life that's willing to support that.
JMR is awesome.
Yeah, shout out to Mahood. I call him Mahood.
Yeah, that's, and you know, you say that, and a lot of people have said that to me. And, you know, now I look back on it, we haven't been together in 3 years. We've been divorced for 2 years. And I always think, why, you know, the first thing you always think is, why did this happen to me? How did this happen to me? How could I be so dumb? And, you know, I think that everything happens for a reason. And I learned a lot about myself, and mainly, you know, just how it was growing up. I'm a product of divorces, and, you know, I love my parents. And I know now how hard it is to have a relationship, keep a relationship. So I was a product of divorce, and so, you know, it wasn't going to look good for me growing up, you know, once I started to get married, you know, just with how everything is. And I wanted so bad for it not to be that way. And I think that's why I hung on to my last marriage, because I've been married twice, because I didn't want another failed marriage. I wanted to do what was right according to God. And but then
how long did you stay in this second marriage?
six and a half years.
Did it start right away, that kind of sort of, it sounded like mental abuse almost?
Yeah. No, it didn't start right away. So this is one of the, you know, this is one of the things I learned, where I was starting to go with this is I learned because I had to grow up fast at a younger age. I'm the oldest and I have a younger brother. And like, you could ask anyone in my family, I was very protective of my brother, like even up into high school, you know, just always making sure that he was okay. So I learned that I'm an enabler. I'm a fixer, you know, and once I learned that about me and the signs and the type of people that I would be attracted to, you know, were people that I thought I could fix. And I don't know if it's because, I mean, I went to therapy for all of this, but it's not like, it's not because I was broken. I know how it feels to be in that situation, whether it is in a relationship that I'm with or even with women that I work with or dance with. You know, it's like, I know what it's like to be in that situation. So I'm very empathetic about it. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, I'm in my 40s and it took me that long to just learn my limits and my boundaries now and how things would be. And so from my last relationship, you know, there's a time where I was like, this is awful. And why did this happen to me? And then you go through that little pity party and then you just have to be like, put your big girl panties on and let, you know, learn a lesson from this. It mm-hmm. happened for a reason. It happens for you to have a rebirth and grow and rise and then to help other women do that. And that's how I feel about it now.
You're getting the opportunity to do that.
Yes.
Almost on a daily basis, being involved in the Deanna Lee Dance Organization. And you have risen to the top of this organization as well, just because of your leadership skills and your background with work. You've done such an amazing job with these women. And I know probably some of them are listening today.
I hope so. Hi, girls.
Yeah. Hey, girls. Hey, Boot Sisters. Yeah. And I know some of them have gone through what you've gone through with your previous marriages. And if there's anything that you can say to someone to help them, maybe that might be in a current situation like that, what would you say?
The biggest thing that I would say is talk about it. Don't try to go through it alone. You know, I felt like I had some wonderful friends and they're still my friends, but it's not the same now as it was. And that, you know, that really sucks, but there's nothing I can do about it now. I have to move on. So I would say don't cover up for people in your life, whether even if it's a boss, boyfriend, husband, mom, dad. You know, I know, you know, there's someone on our team right now that's going through this, and I'm not going to say her name. And I try to just make sure that I'm there. Don't hold it in and don't keep a secret. Don't make it be like, you know, it's Facebook perfect. Talk to somebody. There is someone. We have so many girls in our organization that I feel like no matter what you're going through at any point in your life, someone on that team has gone through it. And, you know, just having someone to talk to, it's not ego. It's more like pride. And I didn't want to talk about it because everyone thought I was so strong. Like you mentioned earlier, right. Like how could you get into a situation like this? You know, you're the one that would, you know, beat up someone on the street for me if they were picking on me. You wouldn't stand for that. And right. It's like, you know, anything can happen to anyone. Mm-hmm. And so I would just come and talk to anyone, even if it's a stranger, because you want a biased, you know, non-biased opinion. Right. Just talk about it. Don't go through it alone.
How has dance brought you out of that dark place?
Oh my God. This is tremendously. I can't even put into words. So as I was separated, not trying to fluff your dress up, I've always listened to you when you were on The Wolf before, KMPS, then back here. And so that I had learned about the Boot Boogie Babes and your boot camps actually probably 6 to 8 months before I actually did one. And that I wasn't divorced yet. We were separated. And I kept, you know, I just had this gut feeling or this intuition that I should do that. I need to do that. And it was always in the back of my head. And so when it was like springtime around March or something, February, maybe when the next boot camp series was starting, you know, I thought about it and then I didn't do it because I was still kind of in this stage where I need to work on some things on my own and just keep my head down, go to work, come home, walk my dogs, work out. And that was my life for a year. And then come September or October, early October, I think it was like September, late September, I finally was like, I'm going to do this Kent boot camp. And that was 2 years ago. Yeah. And that was the beginning of, I didn't know anyone there. I just went down there all by myself, stood in there. And so I was just trying to get back out there in the world because I literally didn't have a best friend. I lost my best friend in this situation that I went through in my last marriage. And I'd had no girlfriends. You know, I was told who I could be friends with. Right. In real life, on any social media platforms. And so, you know, I was like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this for me because I never would have been allowed to do it before. And I went down there all by myself. And so, like, my first friends were Heather and Melissa. Yes. Love you girls. And then Leslie and Listine.
Yeah.
You know, and Leslie and Listine are the reasons that, you know, I'm a boot chick now because they're like, you should come do audition boot camps, which we're going through right now. And it's so exciting for me to be on the other side of that now and see all of these girls come through, nice. And ladies, women. And I, you know, I was there 2 years ago doing the same mm-hmm. thing. So I know mm-hmm. what it's like to be nervous and not know anyone. I know there's girls that are doing this all by themselves. And so, you know, it just changed everything. With that, I gained more confidence and, you know, got a lot, most all except for one or two people back in my life that were always a major part of my life before. And, you know, it just opened the door for everything and I could breathe. It was like I came out of this dark cave and I could choose whatever I wanted to do now with my life. It was just like being reborn again. You know how that saying where you're like, I wish I knew now what I didn't know then.
Right.
So it's like I know now what I didn't know then. And now I can apply that everywhere in my life. And so I can just, you know, start living my life.
It's powerful. It's a very powerful message. Well, I think what's really interesting is you mentioned a moment ago that you were able to reconnect with some people from your life before. And I think one of those people is Skippy.
Yes.
And he is someone that's very important in your life. And I watch you guys on social media because you post all these crazy, wild adventures that you go on. I mean, you two are like over here hanging out the side of a cliff, driving a snowmobile, or maybe you're in a dune buggy. I don't even know what you people are doing.
Yes. The story of me and Skip is I first met Skip in 1996. I was opening the store that Al's Auto Supply in Bonnie Lake, and he worked at the Les Schwab next door. So it was just kind of this friend flirtatious thing. You know, I had a boyfriend at the time, and so I'm not the type to like step out of that boundary. You know, I'd be nice because I would have to see him all the time. And then it turned out not long after that, my best friend started dating one of his friends. And so that kind of, you know, that just kind of guaranteed him always being in my life in some way. I mean, I went to his first wedding. He went to my first wedding.
Wow.
We have always been just really good friends and just, you know, always said he's my best guy friend. I'm his best girlfriend. And we've always been in each other's lives over the year. He's been my roommate or I've been his roommate like three or four different times.
And nothing going on. Right.
Before. And, you know, he was just one of the friends that, excuse me, that I had to lose touch with when I went through what I did. back in 2013 to 2017.
But then you guys reconnected and yes. you said, you know what? You kind of looked at each other and you said, you know what? Hey, you. Well, hey, you over there. I know you, my friend. You know what? I mean, you guys, just what happened in that moment where you said to each other, you know what? We're going to give this a try.
It started with where I could unblock all these people that someone had blocked, and I could have all these friends back, and they're like, oh, whoa, Jessica's back, and her last name's Bartlett again. And so I would get messages from a lot of people right away, mm-hmm. and Skip was one of those. He's like, how are you? Where have you been? And, you know, I've missed you, and you're my best friend, and we need to catch up and go do something. And for about 3 months, Skip's kind of a... He'll plan stuff ahead, but he'll change his mind at the last minute. He's kind of a last-minute person, fly by the seat of his pants, and that's fine with me because I do like, you know, variety, changes, being spontaneous.
Spontaneity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it didn't work out for about 3 months. Just every time he wanted to do something, I didn't. You know, I already had something going on because, you know, I'm out living my life now, doing, right. you know,
You're
doing
busy.
Me. And yeah. so it was like the end of March, last 2018, last year, where we finally... You know, the stars just aligned and we went snowmobiling because that's both a definite passion of his. It's his number one sport. It's always something that I've always just done every once in a while through the years. And so that just worked. And then just doing that, he's like, I want to take you out on a date. And oh. I'm like, are you serious? Because here's this person that has been my best friend for years, you know, and we just knew we could always count on each other. And so
you go on this date, and what
happened? We go on this date. It was Taco Tuesday because how do you get me tacos? And okay. we went on this date to tacos, and that was a Tuesday night. And then we went on another date, and I cannot remember the place, but there's this little quaint Italian restaurant that is on Elkhai, and it had wonderful food. And then he took me to a park that is, I can't think of the name of it now, but I had never been there up in Seattle. And I mean, the rest is just history. Then we were just have pretty much been inseparable since then. And it's just like it was just a breath of fresh air. The easiest way for me to explain it is it was just like coming home. I don't have to worry about anything. And I know that he doesn't worry about anything with me as, you know, as far as what is she doing today or, mm-hmm. you know, and same with him. And it's like, I don't want to use the word soulmate, but it's like that. We just don't ever have to worry about it. Yeah. There, you know, there's no stress. There's no fighting. And we fight sometimes, but it's not nasty fighting, yeah. you know, for weeks and everything's my fault type thing like yeah. it has been before. And, you know, he supports me in everything that I do. I include him in everything that I do. He includes me in everything that he does. And if I don't go with him to something, or he doesn't come with me to something, it's not a big deal.
Right.
You know, it just works, and it's awesome.
Well, I could say from knowing the both of you and seeing you both together and hanging out with you, he does seem like your soulmate. And what a beautiful redemption story for you to be able to come out of what you call the shadows mm-hmm. and to be able to have and live your best life.
Yep.
So I congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
I feel like I am a better person for now knowing more of your backstory.
Oh, thanks.
It's inspiring, you know, to travel this road that you've been on and then to find your way back to your old friends and to your old self. And almost it seems like a better, improved version of yourself.
Yes. Yeah, it is. So, I don't have any regrets at all. The only regrets that I will ever have in my life are things that I didn't do. It will never be things that I did do.
That's right. Jessica Bartlett, wow. Well, I appreciate you sharing this with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I loved it. I love your story. I hope that we have some people listening today to Live, Love, Dance that are inspired by this. And until we see you again, get out there and live, love, dance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.